Sure.
Hi, Timothy. Timothy, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, and answer all of your questions. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, really good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, of course, Mary wants me to answer any questions that you might have. You've got already this great-looking website that I'm looking at right now. It would give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job is to make it easier for people who might not even know the name of your company to find that website and call you directly. Now, is the business is insured, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, the reason that I ask is there are certain requirements for eligibility of various Google products. The best return on your investment by far, and this comes from over a dozen years of experience. I've been with the company myself. It'll be 13 years in April. The overwhelming majority of my clients see the highest return on investment using what's now called Google Verified. It used to be called Google Guarantee. It is still also called Local Service Ads. Are you familiar with the two or three businesses that pop up at the very top of the page that used to have a little green check mark next to it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so that is a pay-per-qualified lead service. It converts 3 to 5 times higher than any other lead-based service out there. It's not like Angie or Thumbtack where, you know, you get a lead but your competitors get that exact same lead. With this, you simply get calls directly to you. And it would, of course, be someone who most likely would have seen your website before they pick up the phone to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, with this, it has to be a qualified lead. So it has to be someone who you speak with. And all the calls do route through a Google number. They transfer directly to your number. It'll tell you Google verified lead coming through. So that gives the AI from Google the opportunity to kind of vet each phone call. Has to be someone in your service area, has to be requesting a service that you want to provide, and you have to quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you don't even pay for the lead. It wouldn't be a qualified lead. You would be charged for it. When it is a qualified lead, they're $44 each. Whether it's a big job or a small job, it's just $44 with a very high conversion rate. You don't pay for the leads right away. You only pay for the leads once you're thoroughly vetted. Now, you don't have any felonies on your account, at least not on your record, not in the last 7 years anyway. Yeah, that's a requirement from Google. You know, it does come up every now and then, but, you know, obviously that's not the case here. And then for New Mexico, the requirement for the insurance is always quite low. I've never really met anyone who had liability insurance and didn't have enough. You have to have at least $250,000 in general liability. And then you need to have either the New Mexico State MM98 or MM1 contractor license. Do you have either or both of those?
I have the 2 and 3, the MM2 and 3.
Okay, perfect. So you'd qualify. You know, you can do that. Like I said, you don't come out of pocket right away for the leads. You have to be vetted first. The vetting process is either through Evident or Pinkerton. It's outsourced, and Pinkerton you might know from cowboy movies. But again, it seems like you would meet the criteria to satisfy Google's background check. That process takes about 3 to 5 weeks. Once you are thoroughly vetted, you're notified by us, and then if you say, hey, let's go ahead and get things started right away, or if you want to wait, we would do that. Otherwise, it would be 3 days after you get notified that you would start paying for those leads. And again, those leads are only always going to be exactly $44. You only pay for the leads that you use. Now, I was looking to see if your business has already been verified by Google with an active Google business profile. I did not see a Google business profile active for your business. Is that correct?
Right, yes.
So that is the very first step. It means we have to do that before we can do anything else. I mean, obviously we can do things simultaneously, but that would be part of our search engine optimization package. We can do this as a standalone, meaning that you don't have to start the Google Verified $44 per lead until after you are getting this up and running. But it's something that we have to do at least for the first month if you want to do Google Verified. But this is part of a package that I can reduce quite significantly. It's on our website at $599 a month, but I would be able to drop that down to $299 as a standalone product on a month-to-month basis, which means first page placement in the local map, not just the verified Google listing, but have it pop up when people type in keywords related to your services. You'd be listed on the first page of Bing as well, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Of course, there is going to be that Facebook ad and the social media component, and that, again, would be a flat rate of $299. So we can get started with that, and once you're vetted and verified, we can do the $44 per lead if that's something you wanted to add to your profile. Is it just you doing all the work, or do you have, like, a helper or a crew?
We have a little crew. We have five total of us.
Oh, that's perfect. So you can certainly handle more business. And are you doing any commercial work, or is this strictly for residential customers?
We mainly do commercial, but residential is always, we're open to residential.
So it's mainly commercial, but you do take on residential work as well. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And like I said, I like the website. I look at websites all day. Yours does give the people who see it the reasons to call you. The services, you've got testimonials on there. And again, like I said, we would promote this existing website. Now, it's a position we are actively filling. That means that because we're a Google partner and there's a position available, we are calling through the area looking for just one business to work with. We won't put your clients in or your competitors in competition with you. It would just be working exclusively with you. Of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for plumbing or heating or AC, but when they do see you, when they find you and they call you, they want to hire you. So not everyone will call you, but the ones that do will have looked at your website first, so it's going to be a very high conversion rate. Again, maybe that's a little different than what you're experiencing with HomeAdvisor or Angie. Now, because it's a position that we're actively filling, is that something you would want for Optimal Solutions?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It really is where everyone goes when they do not know who to call. And, of course, every new customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services down the road and, of course, recommend to their friends and family. Now, I did see on Angie an address, 2 Hendricks Lane, but, you're service-based, right? You only go out to the customer. No one really comes to you. That's not an address you would necessarily want the public to know about.
Right, yes.
Is that your residence?
It is, yes.
It is. Okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list that address. First of all, they don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then Mary says that you are willing to travel at least a little bit for the right job. She says maybe even up to 170 miles.
Yes, we do.
That's perfect. And this is going to cover your entire service area. Now, we don't draw a big circle around you, so we can go even a little farther if we need to in a specific direction, maybe not as far in a different direction. If there are places even close to home that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too. And then we just simply don't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted for the needs of your business. Now, I was looking on the website for an email. The email is really just for us to contact you. I know you've got that contact form, but I didn't see a physical email. It can be a personal email. That's fine. Like I said, it's not for us to promote for your business, just for us to send you the information that we would want you to have for your records. Most of the time, though, when we're discussing your account with you, it's going to be through phone or even text message. But what is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
It's going to be tim@optimalphc.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. And then did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can use all those, yeah.
Okay, perfect. There will be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we try to call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, of course, and send a text. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records. Tim, Mary never did get your last name.
It's Cordova.
Could you spell that?
C-O-R-D-O-V-A.
Cordova, gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step would be to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you to speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Now, I know we kind of covered a lot of different options. I mean, obviously, we need to at least do the search engine optimization, get your social media campaign up and running. If you wanted to bundle in the Google Verified, there's normally a $250 application fee, but I would be willing in that case to cut that one-time application fee in half. It would just be a one-time application fee of $125, then not $250, and it's only after you're thoroughly vetted that you would start paying the $44 per lead. So if I add $125 to the $299, you're looking at $424 to get everything started. Would you want to add that and get things kind of, you know, jumping in with both feet at this point, or did you just want to start with the other campaign of the $299?
Can you tell me what the other one was?
Yeah, so the very first thing that we need to do is to make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google, get you on the first page in the local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. It comes with social media, so first page placement on Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, and of course the Facebook ads as well. That is a standalone product of $299. We need to do that for at least the first month, at least to get you verified by Google so that you can start doing the local service ads. That again is calls coming to you, but they're vetted through Google. You only pay for the qualified lead $60, in this case it's only $44 per lead. But there is a one-time application fee that goes directly to Google. It's normally $250, but if you're bundling it in with everything else, I can cut that in half. It would just be $125.
I got you. And that's a one-time, not $125?
Correct. You're absolutely one and done with that. It's not a recurring payment monthly, yearly, or anything like that. You don't have to renew it at all. And then your recurring monthly would be $299. Once you're thoroughly vetted is when you'd pay the $44 to do the Google Verified leads. That's kind of going to get you the best of both worlds. You'll be on the first page at the very top of the page. Google Verified is the very first thing that people see. And then just below that is going to be the local map or the pack result where you're also going to be listed there. Of course, that does mean that people can call you directly there and then you don't pay the $60 per lead.
I got you. Yes, yeah. Yes,
we do. You'd be looking at $424 with that reduced rate. Now, are you going to be available for a follow-up call today?
Well, today, I'm on my way to go. I'm going to be stopping here to get some of the guys going. I'll be on this job for about an hour. After that, I will be free for the rest
you
of the
will.
Day.
You will. Okay. So I know we tend to get a little bit busy towards the end of the day, but let me see what there is available for today. So there's a 4 o'clock. That's the only spot we've got. Does that work, or will we be looking for tomorrow to schedule that follow-up call?
Well, what do you have tomorrow?
Okay, 4 o'clock is the only thing today. Tomorrow is wide open, 8:30 all the way until the last one, which would be 4:30. Basically, every half hour in between, we schedule by the half hour. Calls overlap. They take about 30, 40 minutes.
Okay, if we could do tomorrow at 4:30, that would be perfect. That would be awesome.
Tomorrow at 4:30. So we'll schedule for tomorrow at 4:30. At 3:30, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4:30. If I do happen to be between phone calls, I'll join that conversation in the beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. And then, like I said, it's the reduced rate. It's exactly $424. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Diesel Express.
Is it first name, last name, or any middle initial, or the business name?
I got both. Has my name and the business name.
Okay, perfect. And he said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Tim, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Our number is 4099-8200-0046-65. Okay, I do have something actually before I finish this. So you are going to charge my card. I would like, just for my security, how do I, am I going to get a receipt from you guys on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It does outline the service agreement. You'll also receive everything in writing and an invoice for today's 424. And then I'm also right now, I'm going to send you a link to the pricing page, okay, so you can see exactly who we are and what we're talking about here. I certainly understand any concerns that you might have. I definitely want to make sure that I address those concerns for you. So let me send that out to you. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page. You can navigate the rest of the website from there. We've been in business actually since 2004. That's over 21 years of industry experience, and I've been with the company myself since 2013. I just sent that out to you. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message, so you should get that to your smartphone. If you are able to, if you want, go ahead and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I do see it, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, obviously the whole point is to get you found online, get more eyes on your company, on your website, get calls directly to you. You are going to be able to track your success, monitor your reviews right from your client dashboard. Now, if you scroll down past where it says that blue tinted photo that says our process and outlines a few of the things that we do early on, it does say Google Partner. You can click right on that box that says Google Partner. It'll take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and of course that ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and of course when Google makes changes to their algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. You'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, you'll be getting the ideal package at a significantly reduced rate. It's everything on that ideal package, including, you know, Google guaranteed optimization. Of course, the social media campaign is included as well. But like I said, not that $1,198 with a $299 setup fee. I am reducing that setup fee down to $125. That's just the one-time setup fee, and then reducing the overall cost as well. So it is just the $424 is an out-the-door cost. Your recurring monthly, like I said, is going to be $299, and then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when, you know, the leads kick in at, I think it was $44.
I got you. Okay. Very cool. No, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
No, that's okay. So I've got 4099-8200-0046-65, and then the last two?
29.
The expiration month and year?
0527.
05 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
Okay, I believe it's a little stretched, but I think it's a 520.
520. Gets a little rubbed off every
it's,
time you take it out of your wall.
It's 9206, but yes, yeah.
You think it's 520?
It looks like it's either 026 or 520. One of the, I can't tell what that first number is or the last, but the middle number definitely is a 2.
Middle number is definitely a 2. We're thinking it might be 520.
Yes.
That's your,
or 026. Actually, looking better, looks 026.
We'll go with 026. 6. If you look at a little, and sometimes if you shift it in the light a little bit, it catches a little something that you didn't necessarily see. 026 is what I'm going to put in here. And then the billing address of that card, is that the, I have that here somewhere, the 2 Hendricks Lane?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we're Google partners. They require it. It does get recorded through the computer. It outlines the service agreement, and, of course, it is an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Tim, will, of course, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Can it be our LLC name?
Yeah. I mean, however you want the business branded, now would be a great time because of all the content that we're creating. I have Optimal Solutions, but how did you want the business to appear?
So I wanted it to come out because we're trying to lean off of the plumbing side and we're trying to more attack the HVAC side, which would be we're wanting to go with Optimal HVAC. If that's possible, if not, it'd be our LLC, which is Optimal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
So we can go with Optimal HVAC, Optimal HVAC, and then it says please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tim Cordova, owner.
Mr. Cordova, as the owner of Optimal HVAC, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And there's a few reasons why we ask. I mean, first of all, with all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure the information is accurate. Tim, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Now, as far as the timeline goes, obviously we're going to get things started as quickly as we can. We are going to do your client interview tomorrow. We normally do those client interviews first day, second day, third day. You know, obviously getting it started tomorrow does get the process started. Within days 5 through 7, that's when your client dashboard access is there for you, because that's when all of the directory submissions will have been created. Of course, you already have a website. We don't have to create one for you. For the Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days. It's usually a little bit less than that. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're found for all of your services throughout your service area, all of the keywords related to your services, etc. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, obviously continuous reporting, reports, updating, customer support. Now, as far as the first month, like I said, I'm able to reduce the overall cost of that package, both the search engine optimization component as well as the one-time application fee. So it's going to be that one-time application fee, not $250. Like I said, it would be a one-time application fee. In this case, it's only going to be $125. I'm cutting that in half. Your first month and every month that you keep the search engine optimization, the social media, that's $299. So your initial investment today is going to be $424, and then your recurring monthly is $299. Once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you start paying the $44 per lead. Like I said, you only pay for the leads that you use the following month, okay? Now, this is something that we recommend you try for several months, obviously with the vetting process and everything else. The first month is good, but everything else happens a lot better after that. You're going to see a much better return on investment, more phone calls, more jobs, starting that second and third month. But of course, you can discontinue at any time by contacting our client support team. You can pause the service also if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. If you do cancel your service within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee. And all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tim, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to receive in a minute or so a welcome email. It's got our client support information on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not.
That's okay. You're going to get it by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is going to be on that welcome email. The welcome email is also important, not just because it has our client support information, in fact, most of our emails do, but your welcome email is going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system won't be active right away. We do have to do your client interview first, but you will receive by text and email notification when your tracking system is live. You're going to get that welcome email. You'll also get an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to send us everything, but anything you send our way is going to be useful in helping us to get you verified, basically to reassure Google that you're a real business, that you provide these services in that area. So anything, photos of tools or equipment, a photo of your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, you know, obviously the licensing and things like that, the insurance, that's important for other reasons too. There's not going to be like a physical workplace, but Google's fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. You know, basically, your driveway is fine. But like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there. Anything you send our way that will help. Now, the one email that I did want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that one? You should have gotten the email as well as a text message that it would have generated.
Local Splash, welcome. Local Splash, Timothy Go, no.
So the one Local Splash Initial Invoice. So you did get all three emails. They caught up. The first one that you got, the one that says local splash initial invoice, that's the one that if you get a quick second, I wanted to walk you through a few things there.
So I do not see that one. I only see, so the first one I got was local splash, click the link to see our pricing.
Yeah, that's the one I sent out to you before. But you should have also gotten one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, one that says welcome to local splash, and then another one that says local splash initial invoice.
I do not see that one that you're talking about. So I only have a total of four of them. And the first, well, I mean, the first one I already said, and the next one says, Timothy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. And the next
one
is Local Splash.
Oh, you've already opened it. Yeah, that's the one. I was talking about the subject line, not the very first thing that it says, but you've already opened that up, so you do see that one. In the body of the email, before it says, thank you, the Local Splash team, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here? So it says, hello, Timothy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It's above the big blue graphic that says, access your dashboard. Is that the email you're looking at?
Yes, and I clicked inside of it. I go into it, right?
Yeah. It's going to walk you through everything. You can scroll through that blue section. You can scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing, though. So we want you to be listed there. We're going to mirror the content on Bing. You'll see those three boxes. We want you to click all of them, one that you agree to let us send SMS messages or text messages to the computer, and then, of course, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you've got all three of those boxes, in the longer box that says click here and type in your name, you can type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is spelled out Timothy. Case sensitive usually for at least the first name, but if you just want to go ahead and capitalize the T and the C as you type in Timothy Cordova, once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things, actually. It, of course, lets us know that you know that we've reduced the cost of the service, that it's a comprehensive package, everything that we're including. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it takes you to a login screen. If it's asking you to put in your username and password, you can stop. Just let me know when you see that screen.
I see that screen now.
Okay. So, you know, obviously we have to do your client interview first for there to be anything to track. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. But your welcome email, the one that says welcome to Local Splash, that's the one that has your login credentials. Your username is your phone number, and you cannot change it. We did make it easy, though, for you to remember, and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your area code's included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So 505-933-3060, that's your username. Your default password is currently top photos, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password as often as you like. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Are you, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday? Is that like...
And we do emergency as well.
And emergency service as well. But typically, I'm going to put also emergency service. But Monday through Friday, is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay. 7 to 7, and then emergency.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry, I do apologize. 7 to 5. I do apologize.
7 to 5. No problem. And then are you taking anything other than cash and check? Anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We only take checks, cash, and cards.
So cash, check, and cards. That's perfect. Oh, I wanted to do one other thing here as well, and that's going to be to add another layer of protection here on your account, another level of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Optimal HVAC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the credit, to the security question. And then if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even entertain that phone call. That wouldn't be us. But if anyone does call you and identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would know that information and they should be able to provide that to you basically immediately. And again, if you can't, then you should not speak with them. You might want to call us just to verify. But your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Saber.
Is that S-A-B-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I got that in there, and even your client interview technician will know that information when they call you. And again, we've got that scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get you that calendar invite. Again, that calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but I'm going to send that to your email. And then, like I said, at 3:30, you'll receive an automated email from our system reminding you that that call itself is scheduled an hour later at 4:30 tomorrow. But other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. Do you prefer Tim or Timothy, or does it matter?
Tim.
Tim. I'll put in our system to address you as Tim. Of course, everything went out officially as Timothy, as that is how it appears in the billing. But other than that, I appreciate you. Hopefully, I'll be available when our technician calls you tomorrow at 4:30. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to your technician. I'll try to keep my phone line open, but at the end of the day, things can get pretty busy. I might not be able to join that call, but they'll take care of you either way. They'll take really good care of you. But I did want to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get that going for you.
I do appreciate that. I did have one question on the name that we had set up. If I do ever decide, like, or even by tomorrow, is it possible to change that name? Like, say I don't want HVAC. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's tomorrow or at any point down the road, and not just the name, any information can be updated. There's no additional cost for that. If you need us to add a phone number or change content, if you want to add additional services or delete additional services, if your focus shifts later on, please just let us know. There's never going to be any additional cost for that.
Awesome. Cool. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you as well, and you have a great rest of the night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care, Tim. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.